Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross.
I was going to be like, Sean, I know you want to beat me really bad.
But... I know. What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is April 30th, the day before our mod Queen Hannah's birthday. I'm trying to look for her, putting herself over that it's her birthday. I don't see it, but whatever. Happy birthday to Queen Hannah.
There you go. She's old and tired.
Guys, I just want to say we appreciate Hannah so much. She's been our mod for a very long time. She's been a good friend to us. Wanted to wish her a happy birthday. Go follow her, guys. I think it's what the hell is her Twitter handle now? Your Queen Han, I think. Yeah, there we go. There it is. She changes it and all that stuff. But guys, please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. Tap that bell for notifications. And get those super chats in. I'm going to go ahead and get the plugs out of the way. I interviewed Sammy Guevara today. It was a lot of fun. My first AEW interview this year, officially. I have spoken to Gallows, Thunder Rosa, but this is my first AEW contracted wrestler, at least publicly. Gallows wouldn't tell me if he has a contract with AEW. Wouldn't tell me. But check it out. I'm so happy. It went really, really good. We talked about the AEW action figures, the video games, a little bit of a scan scoop there. But we also talked about the Impact Wrestling situation and what did or didn't happen there. Check out that interview. He buried the Pinnacle. He said they were boring. He's like, I thought I was going to come and get to wrestle Darby Allin. I got to wrestle MJF and FTR and Sean Spears. He's like, this is boring.
He wanted Phoenix and Starks and all these guys in the match. He's like, they do cool stuff. What's it? MJF's going to grab a headlock in this match. Awesome.
Oh, he's playing right into FTR's hands on social media too, doing that. I love it. It was a really fun interview. And this Monday, guys, I got an interview with Steve Macklin. Get used to calling him that. It's the former Steve Cutler of the Forgotten Sons. If you wanted to hear his side of the release, if you want to hear what he thought about Jackson Riker's tweets, his time at the Performance Center, how Knights of the Lone Wolf started, how the Forgotten Sons started, what he thinks of Riker, what's going to happen in his future. Wesley Blake just got released as well. Over an hour. This is a really, really good interview. And if you guys haven't, I encourage you all to check out Steve Macklin's vignettes, because immediately upon seeing that, I was like, should probably do some acting too, bud. Should probably get into that because it's very, very good. It's we're gonna see a new side out of him. And I have 10 interviews in the can, so those will be coming and coming and coming. And so will you. No, I'm just kidding. Ray Callahan Jr. says distraction banner hanging appreciation super chat. It looks good. It looks good.
It was sent to us.
Let me get the super chat out of the way. Yes.
There you go. Sent to us by Chaos Project, best wrestling podcast in the universe, Sean.
So
I mean, tough to argue.
I watched the show yesterday. I'm putting over the distraction big time. It was an entertaining show.
As you should.
Your tribute video to yourself quite literally carried over into the second quarter hour of your show. Yeah, pat yourself on the back. Pat yourself on the back. By the way, guys, send in a super chat, please. That supports us greatly. But Jeremy, I gotta say, I know that the Chaos Project thing where they're like, you have won a PlayStation 5 charging cable. I know that was a rib, but the rib is on me, Jeremy. You know why? I've got a PlayStation 5 coming. It's on the way. Shout out to Fat Kid Deals, friend of the site. But I've got one coming. Of course, it's going to get here after the post office closes tomorrow, so I won't get to play it till Monday. Won't get to play it till Tuesday because they'll be setting stuff up. But I ordered a second controller from Best Buy, right? It's wonderful. It feels like you've got like little tires in your thumbs. But you know what it doesn't come with? A charging cable, Jeremy.
Well, I can't help you. Mine is on the way. My charging cable is on the way. Actually, that went to Joseph. They sent me the banner, and they sent Joseph the charging cable.
So I've got to work. I've got to put in the hours and the work to win the Chaos Project Award for best podcast so I can win a charging cable.
Just to get the charging cable. Just I mean, good luck.
Charging cable.
Good luck, Sean. I feel like we're going to be winning this award for many, many years to come. So, you know, good luck trying to top us. It's tough to beat our show. It's tough to beat our show.
It is.
We're better than wrestling promotions.
My God. James O'Rourke says, what do you guys expect to see in regards to Throwback SmackDown, physical stage, old school graphics? I think our friend Throwback 27 will be there, and it will just be about him. He's going to bet that Roman Reigns is going to lose a match, and if he doesn't, he's going to be like, I'm going to buy you a jersey, a Georgia Tech jersey, and that will be the show. That will be it. That will be the entire show, and then they'll go off the air. There will be no signs of – like, what are they going to do, Jeremy? Are they going to have Jeff Jarrett out there? I hope so. I've got an interview with him in the can.
The video was weird. It's like we're going way back to, like, the late 80s, early 90s. Like, SmackDown didn't exist during this time.
We're not asking for that. Just fist us, for the love of God.
Just give us the fist. All right. Just give us the fist.
That's all we want. Is it that hard for a boy to get fisted? I mean, that's all we're asking for. I mean,
Ovaltron. Maybe we'll get the Ovaltron back.
Yeah. I actually did an interview for the upcoming Fightful magazine with Rhino making a finisher. And he said the reason he got to do that gore is because they were like, hey, we're getting rid of this set. Do you want to tear it up? He was like, yeah, kinda. I was never a big set guy until the last year when
this all happened.
Yeah, because I mean they've got enough technology to where they can make things look different enough. Yeah. But I mean, it wasn't that long after they debuted the new SmackDown set that I kind of liked that they had to get rid of it anyway. But Throwback SmackDown. So when I think of old school SmackDowns, I think of Edge and Christian. Well, you can't have Edge and Christian. Maybe Edge.
Edge is coming back next week.
Mick Foley, I think of him being the commissioner. Don't know if that'll happen. But there's not a whole lot that
really Undertaker?
Undertaker. I think
he's done.
Yeah, me too. Teddy Long. Bring Teddy Long in. Him make a tag team match. Kurt Angle. Yeah. You know, that's a good one. That's a good shout. Have Paul Heyman run the show? Paul Heyman and Teddy Long?
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Oh my God.
I think Edge comes back next week. That's my bold prediction. Edge returns.
I hadn't even realized he was off the show until this week. Like, there's been a lot of people that have not appeared after WrestleMania. Like, we got AJ Omos not partying in Nigeria. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com to find out what's going on there. Edge hasn't been on the show. Sasha Banks has not been on the show. A whole lot of people are missing. And I mean, I guess Edge at least wasn't a part-timer leading up to WrestleMania.
Sasha was on the SmackDown after Mania.
Was she?
She was there for like 2 seconds. She reacted to a Bianca video and was like through a huff. And that was the last we've seen of her.
A huff and a puff. Well, by God, we got this opening six-person tag match. And I know this might be controversial, Jeremy. I'm not that sure I need a 14th Street Profits Dirty Dog mat. I like both the teams. In fact, I would argue the best use of Dolph Ziggler and Bobby Roode is in this team, because Bobby Roode is one of the best tag team wrestlers I've ever seen in my entire life, and Dolph Ziggler is still pretty good. I would actually kind of enjoy seeing a match between he and Bianca Belair that they were teasing the interaction with tonight. I liked how they ended the interrupting promo, because as long as that ends with Bayley, I'm good. Because Bayley deserves the most mic time out of these acts.
But she didn't say anything on the mic. She just laughed and got hit.
She said enough. She said enough for Bayley. Come on, her doing that laugh. Come on.
Oh man, they rely a lot on like laughs, man. Like Bayley doesn't need all that. I don't know. Is it Bianca's thing? She just like hates laughter. She doesn't like Sasha Banks' laughing. She doesn't like Bayley laughing. She just doesn't like people laughing. She just hates laughter.
I'm kind of cool with that. I like that. And the slap was good. She's worked on her slap game. I'm here for that. Good. Oh, the match was fine. You know, it actually wasn't a match where I get tricked into the last 2 minutes by Montez Ford doing his flip dive. It always happens every match, but every time I see him do a frog splash, I'm like, how's he going to impress me next time? And then he does it. And quite literally, if I was anybody else, I wouldn't even bother doing one, because you can't do it as well as him. There was another spot. Oh, Bobby Roode doing that uranage, that spinning uranage. I like that. I like him doing that. Although I think Roman should kind of be like, no, I'm about to use a uranage, buddy. Yeah, so don't bother. But what do you think? What do you think about this match?
It was a match that I feel like I've seen 3 million times. Yeah. Sean, Montez Ford did his flip dive. You love that?
It's a good match, Dan. he flipped. It was good.
I did love Ford's springboard frog splash. Like, that looked just incredible. That man, his frog splash, I'm with you. Like, no one should do this move. Just him. Like, no one should do it. It was good. Again, like, Street Profits, Dirty Dogs. All right, cool. Street Profits win. We're going to set up this rematch that, even if they haven't had a dozen two-on-two matches, they've been involved in so many multi-man matches that I've just seen it. I've just seen it before. It did feel like the Bianca and Bayley interactions were limited, which is good, because you know they're going to have the match at WrestleMania Backlash, and so I don't want to see them in 300 matches leading up to that. I do want to see Bayley pick up a win or two leading up to that, because I don't know last time she's actually won a match.
Yeah. At this point, also, while we're talking about the tag team division, I don't care if they lose every match. Bring up like Ever-Rise or something. Bring up one or two teams, for the love of God. I mean, hopefully Jimmy Uso's back soon and that'll help. But they need more teams up there. And right now they got Dirty Dogs, the Mysterios, Street Profits, Alpha Academy.
That's it.
Daba and Apollo, if they decide to team.
No.
But
it's the same four teams. Four teams. That's it.
You need at least six. You need at least six to be solid. And Raw's got they've got Not Retribution, Viking Raiders, who weren't on the show this week, Not Hurt Business. They've got Elias and Jackson Riker, Miz and Morrison, Lucha House Party, New Day. Raw's got some teams. They got like eight teams. It's just they have people wrestle the same matches over and over again. So send one of those over. I'm like, do something different, for the love of God, man.
Yeah. Put Viking Raiders on SmackDown or something. We're going to get 3 million Street Profits and Viking Raider. Maybe not. Yeah. Kind of run that into the ground already. Yeah, the SmackDown Tag Team Division. It's the same four teams having the same four matches every single week. That's it. We're gonna get Mysterios against Alpha Academy next week, Sean. Just bank on it. All right? It's going to happen. Go ahead and write up the article.
Rob Wilkins says, I was the first person to ever send a super chat for that show. O'Neill said, I'm getting the war. Does he even get to say, Reed selling the merch? Yes, the newest edition is Selling the Merch by Rob Wilkins. I believe the early access is out on Select, but it will be out this weekend as well. We've got a bunch of articles from Taylor Hendricks. Dante V says Tessa has an old school attitude and outdated thoughts. Maybe she can show up on SmackDown. That's good. That's good. There's some stuff I can't report about the Tessa thing, but I ain't expecting to see her anytime soon. Unless I go to like Mexico or something, then maybe she'll wrestle in AAA.
I think she's going to be part of the Federacion wrestling show. They're teasing that they have a mystery person for that women's trios match. Feels like she pops up there.
That is...
That's Wednesday. June 19th.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought you meant the upcoming six-way for the... I can't remember what the...
The Rey de Reyes?
Yes.
That's tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. So that will not be... That will not be her. It is not her. I know that for sure.
Okay.
But you know what? Problematic Wrestling Federation? Yeah, I think she could pop up there. I think she could pop up there. Del Rio's like, come on! Come on over! Oh,
that's not Del Rio's promotion.
It's not.
No, okay. That's Rush's promotion. That's Rush's.
Okay, you're right. You're right. Fair. She'll probably work Del Rio's promotion too.
Yeah, that's July. So.
Yeah. Sorry I got that a little bit confused. Gotcha. Queen Anna says, happy birthday. Say it back. We already did. Yeah. We did. What are you talking about? I mean, thanks for the $2. We appreciate it.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
But geez, Cyclops says, SmackDown going back to the days when men were men. We want to see when sets were men. When sets fisted their audience.
What if Undertaker just like came out with a knife? He's like, you know, this is old school right here.
Bryant, he says, fist me, Don. I love it. Oh, Tamina and Natalya defeated Shayna and Nia. This is the sixth match between members of these teams this month. And I saw people say, well, there's a story to this one. And I said, is there?
No.
Because the story that I remember was they lost at WrestleMania, Jeremy. That's the story I remember.
There's no story to any of this. They're just doing matches. They're doing the same matches. They're just beating your champions. They already lost at WrestleMania. Why are you even booking this match? What was the purpose of this match? The women's tag team titles, they suck. All right? They're stupid. They're pointless. They have no idea what to do with them. They have no idea what to do with the champions. They're unnecessary, Sean. Completely unnecessary.
And it's sad to me because they made them even less necessary by starting the NXT ones. And what are we getting on NXT, Jeremy? The same match over and over again. The same freaking match. They get in their way so much. Nia got attacked before this. Of course, Reginald has the distraction. But they had the big title match first, then worked their way backwards.
They always do.
They started the feud, is what they did. They started the feud, the SmackDown before Mania, telegraphed that Tamina and Natalya were going to win at Mania Night 1. They lost the title match Night 2. They fell out of contention and got back into contention all within 1 month.
They have two ways to book these titles, Sean. It's they book the title match first, and the champions retain, and then the champions lose a bunch of non-title matches. Or they do like three matches where the champions beat the challengers and then in non-title matches, and then they do the championship match and the challengers win. That's what's happening in NXT, because we've seen Ember and Shotzi.
Then they have the person who lose the title go and beat somebody like Randy Orton. It's wild. It's so wild. We got Ryan B. Bad saying nothing like having the women's tag champs, SmackDown tag champs losing clean, IC champ losing by DQ all in a row. Happy birthday, Hannah. I don't mind the SmackDown tag champs losing a six-man tag. I'd much prefer that to Bayley getting pinned, I guess. But don't book the match. And the women's tag champs also lost last week, Jeremy, to Lana and Naomi.
They lose every week. Like, who cares that they're just losing these non-title matches? It's not even worth getting upset over, as so I get upset over it.
I had posted a stat last week after Raw. They had actually won 12 straight 2-on-2 tag matches. It's just you couldn't tell because during that streak, they lost 13 other matches, including Shayna losing in under 3 minutes 6 different times.
It's dumb. It's dumb. They have these titles. They win the title matches, and they lose, like, seemingly every other match, whether it's singles, tag team, whatever it is. They just always lose. But they win the title matches, so good for them.
Guys, get in your super chats. Help us make this night worth it. Of course, it's worth it if we're sitting here talking to you guys, but we got bills to pay as well. Hannah M says, I restarted it to cash the wishes. Sorry, YouTube doesn't notify me until 10 minutes in. Appreciate the well wishes as I get into these elderly years. Appreciate all of you and hope Sean loses tomorrow. You know, the older Hannah gets, the more attractive she'll be to herself because, as we all know, she loves old man.
I just want to know, it doesn't notify until 10 minutes in. Like, we start the time, we start the show at a different time every week or something. Starts at the same time every single week. Be here.
We literally sit here and shoot the shit for like 2 minutes waiting until 10 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah. Oh, it doesn't notify me until 10:20 that the show is. It starts at 10:10 every week.
How about this?
Do you turn on SmackDown and be like, oh, Fox didn't notify me until 8:10 that the show started? It starts at 8 every week, Hannah.
How about this, guys? I'm notifying you that every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, we got a show that starts at 10:10 p.m. Eastern. That's the notification. And then on Mondays, 11:10 Eastern, hot diggity freaking. Look, listen to her getting sassy, birthday sassy, not sitting here waiting on your asses. Man.
You don't got nothing to do.
Mark Board says, great main event, news on Sasha's MIA, story related. I mean, you know WWE. I have asked, I haven't been given an answer, but this is the company that if they don't know what to do with you, okay. If you're not getting the title push, you're either getting 50-50, or you're not on TV, and Sasha's off TV, and considering that the best course of action for Bianca Belair to WWE was take her off TV, maybe it's the best course of action for Sasha right now, although I don't agree with it. Look at Chris. This is a super chat. Hannah just donated $9.99, and you're making fun of her. Come on, guys. No, I'm not coming on anything. So you stop it. Stop it. It's her birthday. She can cry if she wants to.
We're going to make her cry because we're making fun of her.
I think Aleister Black is mad he didn't get to go to the prom. What happened there?
I don't know. I have no faith in this stuff working. No. None. Absolutely none.
He didn't get to go to the prom. Did you go to your prom, Jeremy?
No, I was a loser. Are you kidding me?
I went to prom. I didn't drive my junior year, though. I didn't drive my senior year either, but I got the worst limo ever. Man. So I can't – I'm setting you up to cut a promo here, Jeremy. Come on.
What
are you talking about? You're miserable. Too? You can relate to him. I like to draw on personal experience. You didn't go to your prom. So tell me, what's Aleister Black's deal?
I don't know, man. Like, he's talking about dragons and shit. Like, what do you want me to do with this Aleister Black stuff?
You got
stuff,
a dragon?
Sean?
You like dragons?
I pretended for months to be into the Bray Wyatt stuff, and you saw where that got me. I'm not going to pretend that I can make sense of this. And that
you don't have to pretend you didn't go to prom. You didn't go to prom.
Yeah. What do you want me to say? I sat at home and I played video games, the same shit I do now.
What game did you play? What game is Aleister Black possibly playing?
The same shit that I played, Madden probably.
Okay,
that's Madden. All I played in high school. I played sports.
What year
games.
Was that? What
same
year was
sports
that?
Games I play nowadays.
Who
I
was the cover that, athlete that year?
Probably like Vic. Like I think it was 0405.
What's the worst that could happen?
He was Martin. Unstoppable in that game.
Yes, he was. Brian Martin says, Do you know anything else about the WWE and MLW talks? Do you think it happens? SmackDown was pretty good tonight. The main event was great. Yes, the main event was great. Yes, I know a lot about the WWE MLW talks. I can't say a lot about it, but I can tell you that Dave Meltzer was on the right trail. I saw another report that said there have been no talks. That is not true. I have spoken to people from both sides that confirmed there were talks or there that this exists, but I can't exactly give away the details.
And his best friend, one of those reporters.
Oh, yeah. God. I mean, what better gift can I give Hannah than giving her constant refilling her ammo every single week? Tim Traver says, Sunday will be the one-year anniversary since my sister's death. I'm going to be away from everything and have time to myself. Tim, we appreciate you, buddy. Hope your rehab's going well and our thoughts are with you. We love you and your dad. Good family people. We think a lot of you, man. Hope it gets better. I really do. Well, Big E versus Apollo Crews, a new fresh match that we haven't seen before. Oh, wait. Yeah, we have. It goes to a DQ. It was a good match. It was a sirloin beef sons of bitches match is what it was. They're beating the tar out of each other. It was really cool. And then Commander Aziz comes in. Jeremy, before we even get into this, I had people citing this angle today. So in case you all missed it, Chelsea Green did this interview. She put out a bunch of shitty creative ideas that she pitched, which if you have listened to my interview, she said, yeah, I pitched like 15 different things. And an interview was like, what else did you pitch besides the Mickey stuff, besides the Charlotte Protege stuff, besides the Pussycat Dolls meets the Charlie's Angels group, all three of which almost got on TV. And she went bottom of the barrel and said some, there were some bad ones. The Sexy Nun, the Daisy Dukes, which I got some more news on that. The Triconics thing, thought that was kind of funny. And I was like, well, of course, why wouldn't you pitch as many possible things that you could? Because when creative has nothing for you, you better have something. And she was like, I got 15 somethings. Some of them are bad, but you know what? Most of WWE TV is. Somebody in WWE quite literally saw a trailer for Coming to America and said, that, we're doing that.
I don't know why people are upset about these like Chelsea Green pitches. Were they bad? Yeah.
Yes.
But like, yeah, you see the stuff that's on TV, you're probably more likely to get through with like a Sexy Nun and be on TV with that than you are anything else trying to pitch something competently creative. Because even if you pitch something that you think is this great idea, I'm going to go back to my man Bray Wyatt here with The Fiend. Seemed like this fantastic idea. He had it all mapped out. And then he just shows up to the building and they're like, well, here's actually what we're going to do with this character that you've pitched. So you might as well just pitch something you're completely detached from and hope you can just get on television constantly with it and then go from there. So I don't blame Chelsea for just throwing a bunch of shit at the wall with this.
Yeah, but when I saw people saying, oh, what about the Apollo thing? And I'm like, what about it? It's terrible. It's not good. They even ripped off the Wesley Snipes character in the movie. Like you can tell like the first week, it's like they saw the trailer. Then somebody watched the movie and they say, we got to get him. We got to get him a big. We got to get him Commander Aziz. Who do we got? Dabba Kato? He was drafted to Raw. Who gives a shit? Let's bring him over here. I thought The Fiend was going to be so awesome, and it was at first, then it wasn't. And to this creative process, EC3 told me in an interview, yeah, I was going to pitch this narrative thing to them the day of The Fiend losing to Goldberg. And then I was like, maybe I won't.
Honestly, don't pitch something that you're actually attached to, because they'll probably just neuter it. Especially if you're going to be on Raw, they're probably just not going to do much with it. And so you may as well go with something like, don't really care about this. Whatever they want to do with it, cool.
I saw so many people that were like, yeah, caping for Chelsea because he did an interview with him. Well, yeah, because in that interview, she said, oh, well, among the first things that I pitched were like the Charlotte Protege thing. It was going to happen. The Mickey James team, which they filmed stuff for, that group that they ended up doing. Then she went and met with Vince McMahon specifically. And one of the pitches worked, but they were going to name this woman Victorious. That was going to be her name on TV.
She was going to just start breaking out and dance and song.
And she was excited about it. Yeah. She was excited about it. So when I saw that, I was like, guys, look at the stuff that makes it on TV. This is not that off the wall. yeah, they sound like bad ideas. I would have thought that shoving a sock up somebody's throat was a bad idea too. Ended up working pretty well. I'm not saying this would have been any of that, but most of the stuff that we're seeing is really, really bad. Just really bad. And this Apollo stuff is not good. He's great. He's fantastic. I love his in-ring work. The character is just not good. This went to a DQ. Of course it did, because nothing matters. And Sami Zayn runs in for the beatdown. Sami Zayn has not won a singles match via pinfall since October 2nd, Jeremy.
Wow.
Since October 2nd.
I got a title shot next week.
Yes. he has not won a singles match in 2021. The last singles matches he won was when he was champion and he was winning by like count out against Apollo, of all people.
Long-term storytelling.
Long-term storytelling.
Long-term storytelling. He knows he can beat Apollo. He knows he can trick him and beat him and get the title back. That's what this is. Sean, this is perfect. You don't got to win matches in WWE. Shit doesn't matter. I mean, Bayley just gets a title shot. She hadn't had a match in like 5 months, and they're just like, here you go. It's the last time we saw her on TV, she was getting beat up by the Bellas. That, don't care about this stuff.
That's my thing. It's like, oh, man. Okay, Jonathan sends a big super chat, and I hate this because, buddy, you tried earlier. It's not working. He says, WWE's a TV show. It's about characters, not wins or losses. If you want that, watch a sport that cares for it. Right. WWE wants to be like GOT or Westworld. Buddy, you're comparing WWE to fucking Westworld, which is one of the best television shows on the air. Game of Thrones was one of the best television shows on the air. Don't sit there and do that. Jeremy, these shows are interesting. WWE is a content creation company. That's what they care about. Say what the fuck you want to say, Jeremy. What are you tilting your head?
I don't know. Game of Thrones and Westworld just aren't my cup of tea.
Objectively better than WWE, and I've never watched an episode of Game of Thrones.
I mean, like, WWE, yeah, last season of Game of Thrones was terrible.
Jonathan, I'm gonna because you were so dead set on coming here and doing this, this wrestling business is not rocket science. WWE is making a lot of money. That's what you were saying on the Twitter machine. They're making so much money. They are a content creation company. Content creation companies do need characters, but buddy, what characters are?
What if WWE is Game of Thrones, the final season of Game of Thrones? I feel like they're doing a good job living up to that, honestly. I think we're good.
Fair.
I
watched what he's comparing it to, for sure. Yeah. But WWE, like, saying it is about characters. Where? What? When? I just published a report a couple of weeks ago in which people involved with the Roman Reigns or the Randy Orton Fiend Alexa Bliss storyline had no idea what the end game was, what the development was, where it was going to go, what was supposed to happen. None of them. They didn't know. There was no character there. It was fly by the seat of their pants. Game of Thrones or Westworld is written before they film the show. Before they film the season, they know beginning, middle, end. WWE does not have the benefit of that.
That's the problem, Sean, is it's all scripted out like that. You can't change course when you need to if you know an injury happens or the crowd reacts a certain way or anything like that. That's why WWE is so great. They listen to their audience, Sean. They listen to the audience. Stephanie McMahon has told me this many times in many interviews, how often they listen to the audience.
And Jonathan, thank you for the super chat. He says, I agree with you 100%. That's the sad part of my end. I'm not trying anything, man. Both shows are much better than WWE. They're wrong, but they won't change until people stop watching. People have stopped watching. The night in which Triple H came out and did that half troll, half serious, me and my friend Mark, we'll quit watching. They were at 4.5 million viewers then. They're at 1.7 now. Hate to break this to some of you guys. DVR existed then. That was around. Like, but streaming existed then. Piracy existed then.
eyeballs were not as linear then. They've become more linear in the last 4 years.
The eyeballs have been less linear. Now, when it comes to the viewership number, this is what what all the apologists will say. Well, WWE's making more money than ever. Explain that. Well, streaming has changed. Rights fees has changed. And WWE, despite the quality, has been severely undervalued from an ad rate perspective for decades. WWE deserved more money than what they made from rights fees. I don't care what the content was. They got ridiculously underpaid because the rap on wrestling fans were they don't spend money. That's complete horse shit. Whoever did that market research is full of shit, and it was bad because, as people have seen now, wrestling fans spend money. Go ahead.
Wrestling fans spend money on the dumbest shit in the world. Yes. Are you kidding me?
I bought this.
You got these people walking around with like title belts and stuff, like
to shows. Like, if they get a snack before they walk into the show, they got to carry that into the supermarket or the convenience store. Like, wrestling fans do spend money. So that rap, WWE is getting paid what they deserve at least now. But they would be getting paid way more if they had more viewership. Now, you can't sit there and tell me when the Raw viewership has eroded, the SmackDown one hasn't as much, NXT's hasn't, AEW's hasn't. In fact, AEW's has increased over the pandemic, that there isn't a correlation there, that there isn't something that matters. When more people watch, WWE makes more money off their deals. More people watch when the shows are more loaded and the shows are better. The shows are more loaded when things matter more. Things matter more when WWE places an emphasis on them. When you're able to do that, wins and losses matter. That makes people care about them, and it makes your stakes more relevant. When you have relevant stakes, you need more characters to have loaded up, have ready to go. And when you do that, you put more people on TV. This is a circle from the frustration of creative and people not getting used all the way back to rights fees and what they could be making in addition to the great amount they are making. This is not rocket science, for the love of God. Hannah M says, whoever said they don't spend money don't know about the 1K Undertaker cameos. The $100,000 NFT.
They're going to make a bank on them NFTs too. Wrestling fans want them. They spend that money.
Jonathan, I appreciate the super chats again.
You're yelling at this man. He agrees with you. Stop yelling at him, Sean.
Come on. Piss off. I appreciate the super chat, but if you want to be content with the programming that you're seeing, that's fine. Enjoy what you want. I will want a cohesive show that matters and makes sense. That's my baseline. I don't care if WWE doesn't do that. I don't care about the track record. As long as I'm reviewing the show, I'm going to want to see that. Alec Farmer says, great show. Awesome review as usual. Sean doesn't need 15 pitches. He's already got the best gimmick. Senpai Dong Lord, who out F's everyone's mom. I do got like 15 gimmicks on Quizzlemania. Shane Heckman says, that's a great last name. Heckman. That was a fun one. Have a good week. And you have a good weekend too. I appreciate you.
Yes.
Thomas Garner. Come on, Apollo. We've all gotten those emails saying we're a Nigerian prince. You might need to change your bank info, dude. He's like, they haven't ripped me off. I'm making the most of this.
That should be the real gimmick, because he just starts emailing people. And like, once he loses the title, he falls on hard times, and he just starts emailing people and be like, hey, do you know a way I can get a title shot? I'm down on my luck. I need some money. I need a title shot, and go from there. That's the money gimmick right there.
Ian says, loved Big E not doing the Spanx when doing the abdominal stretch, but the strikes to the ribs. Can't be serious, they said. It's the little things. He's doing great in that serious role, and that's why I think he was right on the money, Jeremy. He'll be serious when he needs to be.
Yeah. I trust Big E to know his character and know his gimmick, as long as they don't try to change him too much. And Big E is one person. It's not a far stray from who he actually is, so it works.
That guy is well-versed in making chicken salad out of chicken shit.
Yes.
Ron Patel says, here's some money for Juicebox Jeremy. There we go. Drew says loyalty to a company because of how much money they make is insane. Keep giving them money and watch them keep not caring about what you want. It's the sad truth. Vince is the audience. Yep. It's an audience of one. You've got to do something that appeals to that guy. And Jeremy, I think it should be a snakes and sparklers business. That's how we're going to run Fightful.
That's how we've been running it. What are we talking about?
No, no, we have. We don't just sell snakes and sparklers. We've got the whistling bungholes, the kitty chasers, or whatever the hell they are.
Move on. That's an NXT UK brand right there.
With or without the scooter sticks. Oh, boy. So up next, Seth Rollins challenges Cesaro in a backstage promo. Of course, you got to do this match again, I guess. Jeremy? Oh, Jesus.
The vision, Sean. My guy, Seth, he's been all over Twitter this week. He's been killing it. He's been killing it on Twitter. It's a big week. It's a big week for me and Seth. You know, we hung a banner. Seth, he's out here writing headlines for me with ease. He's met Demi Lovato. He's going at it. The jacket went through the forbidden door. The jacket went through the forbidden door, Sean. Me and Seth, it's our week, baby. Next week, SmackDown, rewind, throwback, whatever. We're taking Cesaro out. We're going to carry Cesaro to another match, another great match. We're going to get this victory. Seth and Roman taking it home. The fist, the vision fist, Sean. That's what we're doing right there. I see you, Seth.
TNA for Life says, do you think Rollins will face Roman this year?
Yeah, he's going to beat him. He's not just going to face him. He's going to beat him.
Jesus, this bit.
If there's anybody that's going to beat the tribal chief, it's the man who can see from all sides. He can see into the future, the vision.
Please leave a thumbs up, guys. We've got Mustafa Siddiqui saying, look what Gargano just tweeted. You can just tell me.
Right, you tweeted a picture of him and Brian.
Says it's been a while. Man, you can just tell me, man. Farts Piggy 66 says, could it be the big dong? Anyway, question for you all. Do you think Raw's attempts to restart you're the authority BS? What do you mean by that? I'm not sure what you mean, but there's plenty of them. You're the authority, the wild card, Raw Dark, Raw Underground. Like there's like 10 of them. I think I posted it in the chat how many different ones there were recently.
A lot.
Instead of just, I don't know, booking a smart show, protect people, and then have winners face winners. Planet Dan ASMR says, got my PS5 last November. Glad you're finally getting yours. What games are you getting for it? Miles Morales is great. The controller is great. MLB The Show. I am paying $550 to play, $600 when all said and done, to play MLB The Show, and that's it. That's all I care about, Jeremy.
I'm playing that on PS4. What do you need a PS5 to play that for?
Because I wanna.
Okay.
Because I wanna. That's fine. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It helps us out an awful lot. Also, subscribe. Get those super chats in. We are we've hit the home stretch. Daniel Bryan is backstage. He says he's going to give Cesaro a title shot when he wins. But Paul Heyman cuts a killer promo. Just really simple execution. Playing off of Daniel Bryan's yes, 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 and then saying, will he win? No. This was just simple, good stuff. And Paul Heyman adds so much. Like there's nothing that like you have to hear him say, but it's such an excellently performed promo.
Yeah. Paul Heyman's tremendous. And he doesn't talk as much. I mean, he still talks a fair amount, but like not quite as much with Roman as he did with Brock, certainly. So when he does, these promos actually feel more important. And when he can go at the competitor like this, it's always good stuff. Paul Heyman's great.
Aaron Entertainment says, because PS5 version has better features. There you go.
Man, I just play the same Road to the Show feature the whole time. It can't be that much different. All right.
Well, we get this match, but before the match, Roman Reigns making headlines, Jeremy. We got a super chat saying Roman's theme, his table, SRS number one. But Mustafa Siddiqui says, great final boss music for the final boss. If you had to pick one guy to take the title from Roman at next year's Mania right now, who would it be? I think Montez Ford, even though it's outside the box, he says. I think that somebody should take it before WrestleMania, and then Reigns should face The Rock. I think The Rock should maybe cost him that, because their family, the head of their table, is more important than the title right now. All due respect to that. But I wouldn't mind it being Rollins if that were the case, if he were white hot by then. But what do you think about that? And what do you think of the new theme?
If he were white hot by then, he's always white hot. You seen the man's drip, Sean? Jesus
Christ.
I think Rollins is like a cash in, is like legit.
What do you mean, Jelly Bean?
I'm gonna quit again. I people thought just like the thing just froze. Stream just froze.
Jonathan Perea says not enough people will stop watching. Not content needs to get below 1 million per week. Jonathan, where are you, big shot? Where's the 25 at, man? Come on, cheapskate. No, I appreciate it. I mean, I get it, but people have stopped watching. People have stopped watching. What do you mean, Jelly Bean?
Stop it. You better.
Oh, that's the worst line. It was the worst line. And people in the chat know what we're talking about. But yeah, people have stopped watching. But I mean, the content is already bad, and that's why people are not watching. But this theme song, I didn't think was bad.
No, it was fine. It was better than most of the stuff they've been doing, which isn't saying a whole lot. But it'll take me a little while to get used to, because I mean, we've been used to the Shield theme for how many years now? So it'll take a while to get used to.
They broke up 7 years ago. I've got some notes on Fightful Select about the new theme and kind of how it came together. But I liked it. I really enjoyed it. And boy, did I like this match. I think this is as good as it gets on WWE TV during the pandemic. Only criticism is the commercials. That was frustrating. But besides that, man, I like how they started it really, really fast out of the gate and then slowed it down later on. And Roman Reigns is so good at selling those counters into kicks. Like, Bryan is really good at that. We saw some really cool spots. The super power bomb from Reigns, the catching belly to belly, the spear into the barricade, the back suplex. And then, like, I halfway thought Roman was just going to start using a power bomb to finish people, because he was just killing Bryan with those. Tell me your thoughts on this. This match was just badass.
Both these guys are tremendous, tremendous pro wrestlers. Roman has been underrated by apparently everybody for a very long time, and now he's finally getting the flowers that he deserves with his current run that he's on. But he's like always been this dude, especially in these big matches. Bryan's Bryan, right? Like, that's the GOAT right there. Daniel Bryan's the best of all time, in my opinion. I love the way it started. Bryan just coming out firing with the running drop kick, catch him off guard, go after him. And then once Roman like got his bearings, like, oh, okay, all right, he's here to fight. And then he starts, you know, firing back at him, cutting him off, trying to take away the speed and everything. The counters are so tremendous. I loved the foot on the ropes off of the knee, because that way you protect that finish a little bit. He's not kicking out of it. He just gets his foot on the ropes. The yes. Counter to the yes log, just powering out of it and everything. Dude, these guys are just, they have great chemistry. They have great chemistry. And we saw it many years ago when they had the match at Fastlane. Once again, another great Roman Reigns performance that people forget about. It was great. I'm glad they got a lot of time. Like, when they came out and it was still 30 minutes left in his show and everything, it was like, oh yeah, we're gonna get a banger here. They're gonna get some time. We figured the finish would be pretty clean, because, you know, Bryan doesn't need this interference stuff. He can lose, he's fine. And if Roman's gonna lose, like, he's gonna lose clean. You're probably not gonna do a bunch of nonsense for him to lose a title. So I'm glad they got a lot of time out of this. It lived up to all the expectations. What this and like Bryan and AJ are two best television matches during the pandemic era?
Yeah, I would probably honestly put, was it Aleister Black and Apollo that had that just weird, weirdly ridiculous match that nobody saw coming? They're like, here they are, cold, and they just blew everybody's doors off. That's on TV, yeah, I would say probably so. And Roman Reigns is the guy that they always wanted him to be, but he's portraying the guy we always wanted him to. Like, he could have been this 6 years ago. There's no reason he could not have been this immediately after winning the Royal Rumble. They did this to themselves. I know a lot of people say, well, it accentuated his character now. A little bit, but they compromise an awful lot in doing that. And those awesome performances that he had that you mentioned that so many people overlook, I don't think they would have overlooked them had they been more creatively satisfying. And now he's just killing. This is his third SmackDown title defense, which I think is important. That every few months, you've got a big-time main event on this show. You've got to make this show feel important. Isaac Merriweather says, any word on Jimmy Uso? Every time I ask, I'm told soon. Every single time, I'm told soon.
It's supposed to be January. His brother said January. They're out. Yeah. He's working at the Performance Center and stuff. Well.
13 months he's been out. The counters out of the Yes Lock into the Powerbomb was great. And then Reigns switching arms to go into the guillotine. Excellent stuff. Cesaro made the save for Bryan. Jey Uso attacked him. And then Reigns made Cesaro watch as he attacked Bryan.
But the finish shot, the guillotine, it just choked him out cold with the guillotine, which I love because Bryan saves a little bit of face. He ain't tapping. He ain't going out like that. It just went out clean. I love that Roman has used this, has put this as part of his arsenal. They've gotten it over. He beat Owens with it in the Last Man Standing match. He's won a couple other matches with it. So they've gotten it over already. I love that finish too, because we saw Bryan got pinned. He got pinned at WrestleMania. He got double pinned at Mania. So I like that he went out like this.
Seamus Dunn says Big E versus Roman at Mania would be great with Rock as a special guest referee. Then The Rock cost Roman to set up the following year. Great show as always, guys. Bring back Jim Johnston. Well, age plays a role into both of your comments there, I think. I mean, The Rock's about to turn 49 right now. Two more years? I don't know. And Jim Johnston, by the way, he's 62. I don't know if he's got his finger on the pulse of music the way a lot of people anticipate. He's been out of the theme game for like 8 or 9 years.
That PCO theme in ROH ain't that great.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people are like, oh man, why'd they get rid of him? Times change. They evolve. I thought when CFOs really sat down and created a full song, it was pretty good, but far too much. We got those weird 30-second loops and stuff like Dean Ambrose's theme that I just womp, womp. Isaac Merriweather says, what's your fantasy booking if Daniel Bryan goes to NXT? How would you like that?
I love it. As NXT guy Jeremy Lambert on the show, the only show I got to cover weekly now, which is tremendous. I love Daniel Bryan there. NXT is an actually good show. Most of my favorite guys are already there. You add Daniel Bryan to that mix, I'm all for it. I do want Bryan, especially he took this concerto as well. Keep him off TV for a couple weeks, even a month if you need to. It seems like he's going to show up on Raw or NXT because he's only banished from SmackDown. That's a clear thing. Banished from SmackDown. So keep him off TV for a couple of weeks. Have him show up wherever. But NXT, look, man, that's the place to be. They got a lot of matches. Bryan wants a lot of those matches. He wants that Balor match. He wants Gargano done. He says he wants these matches.
Fly him over to the UK whenever they do their tapings. Put some stuff in the can. Be like, hey, we got this show on Thursday. It's just because you know Bryan would. That's the only reason he would.
Bryan go out there against primates and he'd have a ball with this man.
And then work his way up to a big UK title match. Oh, and there Bryan you go. And
Walter. Oh man. Sean.
And then Bryan would win, Jeremy, because you know how Walter does. Walter goes into business for himself. I brought that up on Quizlemania this week. Really? Yes, I did. Because somebody said there was a dream match, and I was like, not for me, pal. I know how it ends. I watch Booty Pro Wrestling.
That was our other universe. That killed our other universe.
Yes, it did.
Bryan going into business for himself.
Jonathan Perea is back. Just unload. Just peeling them off for us tonight. He says WWE could be in a deadlock with AEW viewership. Imagine that scenario, which will happen. I think it'll happen too. I think that there is at least probably 1 week this year where they are very, very close in viewership. I think that that will be the case. Guys, if you want to get your super chats in, now's the time to do it. Ryan Martin says, what do you think happens next with Bryan, or does he take time off to wrestle in other promotions, or does he go to NXT or Raw? I think he'll go to NXT or Raw first, and then in the fall, I think there's a good chance that we see Daniel Bryan doing some non-WWE stuff.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for it. I don't know what Bryan wants to do. Joseph has made this point on our show. It's like, why can't Bryan just like go to ROH and just have a match with Gresham? Like, just do it. Even like under a WWE contract. Is this really going to boost ROH that much? You're going to bring that much attention? People want to see that match, and then they'll probably be like, all right, I'm not going to keep watching ROH.
Yep. Ryan, you sent that super chat twice. I appreciate you. No refunds. Can't do it. Got a business to run here. But he wants to wrestle for other companies. He does want to do that. He said that in interviews. He's been very transparent about that. Bryan, at the very least, is very transparent. He was in his book, but he wants to do this. And I think that he will get the opportunity. I mean, he'll have the opportunity because his contract will be up. But this is what he has been after for a while. And WWE has booked him since at least January to be in an important spot. They pulled the plug on a proposed Kevin Owens, Daniel Bryan team to have him go in the towards the main event. I want him to go out and have these matches. And if he wants to go back to WWE, they're going to sign him. What are they going to do, not sign Daniel Bryan? Let me know how that works out for you, buddy.
I don't know. Go. You said you wanted to go wrestle Kenny Omega. Just go over there and wrestle him. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Norm Summer says, sorry, I'm late. Here's a donation for eye drops and juice boxes. I'm going through these eye drops big time.
Going through these
juice Emma boxes. Says, pass my driver's test Monday. My first in car class tomorrow. Wish me luck. Love you both so much. Well, we appreciate you, Emma. Good luck. And also congrats on passing your driver's test. That's an important part of your life. So just make sure you be safe and all that good stuff. Jeremy,
congratulations.
We have reached the end of our show, Jeremy. We want people to leave a thumbs up, by the way, guys. We're on like 150. Come on, leave us a thumbs up. It helps. Jeremy, we got the weekend off.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Gift box from a friend. Gonna have a very enjoyable weekend.
Gift box? A gift box? What's that mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean? It's a gift box, Sean.
Of what?
Can I say it on air? You know what it is.
What is it?
Fire me?
Fire? You're already fired.
A lot of edibles. A lot of stuff that'll, you know, bring you up, bring you down.
Bob Harris, friend of the show, says, did not know he had a book. Is it on CD? I will look right now. And Bob, I messaged you on Fightful Select. You don't have to send a super chat, but let me know in the chat, which big time wrestling were you talking about in the Q&A? Was it the Northeast one or the West Coast promotion? I'll find out if they're planning on running anything for you, but I would imagine there's a Daniel Bryan audio book.
Maybe.
I would imagine so. I mean, it was so awesome. Yes, it is. It's on Audible and audio CD, and it is a phenomenal book. It is just incredible. So I encourage you guys to check it out. And also for anybody that thought that the Yes Movement was supposed to result in him being at WrestleMania, that really puts the kibosh on that. But
who thought that by the end? Like, I mean, I guess people did, but
Bob, I will find out. I have not seen anything new on the Boston Big Time Wrestling. I know they've been doing like some merch shows on Facebook and stuff like that, but they have not tried to run anything in over a year. I'll reach out to them and I'm sure they'll get back to me, and I will let you know. I will mention it on a show next week, and I'll mention it on all my damn shows next week if they get back to me. Micah says, my guess, Roman teams with The Rock against generic heel team number 26 instead of versus. This hides his age and protects the Hollywood moneymaker. No, I think I think all we need is a good 10-minute match. I think that's all we need out of The Rock. Bid him farewell. His last match cannot be against Eric Rowan, all due respect.
Like, Rock might be 49, but that man's in the gym every day clanging and banging, so still looking good for 49.
What do you got going on, Jeremy?
John, you know where I'm at. I'm in the gym every day, getting shots up. Watch the Distraction, award-winning best wrestling podcast in the universe. Watch it, all right? Thursdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. The show last week was the most self-indulgent stuff you'll ever see in your life. Thought Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks were bad. They got nothing on us. New bio. Check it out.
I am convinced that the goofy shit that you guys do with Luther is the reason that I didn't get an AEW interview through the first third of the year. They did not give me an interview until the last day of April.
You're blaming me, yes, and my guy Luther. What?
Last
Luther
year.
Luther got that kind of pull.
Luther.
Come on, I love Luther.
Last
buddy.
Year, I had MJF and FTR. We had Ricky Starks like four times. Moxley twice. Omega, the Bucks. And all of a sudden, none until April 30th?
What do you want me to do? It's not my fault. You can interview me. I'll be Tony Khan. Great Tony Khan. I'm not going to do it right now.
You're going to be the great O'Khan?
I could be the great O'Con too. You already did that gimmick. I'm not going to
do that
gonna
gimmick.
Rip off of you. We're on Twitch, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. We're on roughly 11:30. Myself, Spencer Love's going to be there. Louis Dangor says he's going to be drunk and he's going to be there. I don't know.
Okay. Tonight?
So, allegedly, this is what he said. He messages me and he's like, hey, you're doing your show. I was like, yeah. Are you actually going to make it? You're going to fall asleep again. He's like, oh, I'm drunk. I'll make it. I was like, I don't feel like those two things relate. Usually, if you're drunk, you're going to pass out. So, I don't think he's actually going to be there, but maybe.
I am off this weekend. Do not send me any messages. I love you all. We're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.